Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And today we have Sam Quast with us from the Washington Wastewater Stormwater Department. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. It is a big day, Earth Day, Saturday, April 22nd. That's a week from this Saturday. And Earth Day at the park will feature a lot of activities for the kids and the adults, right, Sam?
Absolutely. We will be having kids' crafts out there. We'll have an e-waste collection going on. We have our drug take-back event going on. I'll be giving away milkweed for the monarch butterflies for you to plant, and we'll be giving away recycling containers, all kinds of things going on, Dwayne.
And the bottom line is to increase awareness about Earth Day and protecting Mother Nature and Mother Earth, because that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
You know, Earth Day, as we've said before, it's one of those days we kind of just, it's a holiday, it's always on the calendar, but some people look it over, and it's a time to reflect and look in your own household and see what you can do to, first and foremost, recycle, right?
Absolutely. We'll have booths set up out there, too, and we're going to have a recycling booth set up so that it lets you know what you can recycle in our community.
Because if in doubt, it's more than likely probably recyclable, right?
Absolutely.
We're talking, the most common, of course, is your plastic bottles and your aluminum cans, but there are other items, too.
Cardboard, paper, all kinds of things that can be recycled, your books.
And when you do that, it keeps it from going into, it just really prevents a lot.
It keeps it from going into the landfill, which, you know, we don't want to fill up our landfill with a bunch of things that can be recycled and reused.
That's very, very important. So first and foremost, take a look around your house and set up those recycling bins and get the kids involved to educate them on what can be recycled. I think you have the ultimate recycling setup at your household, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have my bins and my separated areas, and yes, and I recently been so busy that I couldn't get it all recycled, and it packed up on me.
It will happen. But again, it takes a few minutes to take it to the recycling center here in Washington, which is open regular city hours, right?
Yes. Actually, past city hours till 5:30 at the out at the park there.
So again, that recycling center is available for you. Recycle, reduce, reuse, recycle. That's first and foremost of importance. But also, again, taking care of Mother Nature, picking up around the place. That same day on April 22nd, German American is sponsoring their Clean Sweep event. And that is kind of also the kickoff to Team Up to Clean Up, which they're going to have a booth out at the Earth Day event too, right?
Absolutely. If you want to start a team, come on out and see us. They'll have a booth there available for that. We'll also be giving out all of the supplies to our teams that are coming back this year. So if they need supplies, they need to come pick them up that day.
Do you happen to remember how much trash was collected? I know it was the numbers are kind of overwhelming. It shouldn't be this high, but it is.
For the 2 years combined, we're over 13,000 pounds collected.
Wow.
Yeah.
And most teams will go out the second Saturday of each month?
Yes.
And the kickoff, you'll gather at Earth Day, and then they'll start gathering on the second Saturday.
In May.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you want to get your group together for Team Up to Clean Up, you've got some great teams that have been involved in that.
Oh, yes, and from the beginning, and they're still with us, and I can't say enough about them. They've been wonderful. So, but we could use some more. We don't quite have the whole city covered, but some of our groups will come out and do special project days, and they'll go to other areas that's not normally theirs and help us to get those in order.
And this all started with the Washington Arts and Flowers Garden Club. We need to thank them too.
Oh, those ladies are just wonderful. They'll be out there on Earth Day helping me with that as well. And they have done so much for our community. It is amazing.
So Earth Day 2017, it's Saturday, April 22nd. It's a week from this Saturday. What time does things get underway at the park?
From 10 to 2. And we'll have all kinds of booths out there set up as well. Purdue Extension, Davis County Soil and Water, the Stormwater Department, the Wastewater Department. We'll have information out there available for you for Earth Day. We'll have vendors that'll be selling recycled materials, too. So if you're a vendor and you want to join us, let me know. Give me a call at 254-2792. Booth space is free.
We're going to be broadcasting live from the event. Looking forward to it. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. next Saturday. It's Earth Day at the City Park in Washington, Eastside Park. And Sam, thank you so much for stopping by with the information today. We look forward to seeing you there next Saturday.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.